Chapter 2. They were like gods. At the outbreak of war in September 1939, the FAA had 232 frontline aircraft and 500 operational aircrew. The men were a mixture of career naval officers who had chosen to fly, naval ratings, enlisted members of the Royal Navy, RAF transfers, and a steady flow of civilians who joined up via the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve, RNVR. It was a small service, and the FAA suffered steady losses in the first 3 years of combat. 55 men were killed in 1939, jumping to 382 in 1940 and 626 the following year. This was partly due to a series of disastrous actions in Norway and a series of tricky operations in the Far East, the Atlantic, Mediterranean, and the seas around Britain. Aircrew joined a ship for the length of its entire commission, but unlike the rest of the ship's company, who might often go for weeks without seeing an enemy plane or ship, they were constantly exposed to the stresses and dangers of flying operations. Despite the highest standards of commitment and courage in combat, countless accidents on flight decks and in operational training compounded the continued loss of men. While the RAF had prepared for war with 300-mile-per-hour monoplanes, such as the Spitfire and Hurricane, the FAA rumbled along with aircraft like the Fairy Swordfish, a British-built torpedo biplane nicknamed the String Bag, constructed from wood, rope and canvas, in which a crew of three braved all weathers in an open cockpit. Resembling a relic from the Western Front, it had a top speed of just 125 miles per hour, which, the crews joked, was only obtainable downhill. Other frontline aircraft in the FAA's inventory included the Blackburn Skua, a two-seater dive bomber cum fighter, and the Navy's first monoplane. Although both had their moments, a torpedo from a Swordfish helped disable the mighty German battleship Bismarck in May 1941, and a Skua shot down the first enemy aircraft in the entire war on the 26th of September 1939, they usually faced an enemy using high-performance land-based fighters, which totally outclassed them. By July 1941, there were 940 pilots.